Okay, the call, this is the Youth for Tips and Tricks call, where we get together once a week or once and talk about Factor Conference, to trends in small business life, and create that work more profitable, live a better life balance that we're all small business owners striving to achieve, while make why we got into trying to that's one of the reasons being business owners, a great living, and entrepreneurs was to create the lifestyle that we demand. Yeah, just a couple of some of these. I'm sure everybody got the instructions. A couple of quick announcements for the call when they first logged in. For muting your call, you have to come back and ask a question. If you have, and then unmuting it if you have. So if you have calls and any background noise that you expect, you can go to the website and see how that you make. And I'm just actually looking up if anybody has any information, because mine didn't actually give me any instructions. So I'm the organizer. If you want to share with, that'd be great.
If you press star
six. Actually looking at the
six.
Yeah, I think it's star six. That's what I'm thinking too.
Usually
the FAQs while we're talking here.
Back in on this
call, but several calls.
Call is usually star
six. Yeah, I think it's star six. Yeah, it's star six. So just try it. It'll also be star six, and you can just listen on event on video portion of the call here. Forward here, we'll of the and as we go as well, we're on the internet.
Like free comp.
If you want to use some video as well, not on the a few calls down the road here, we'll actually have a video presentation, and you can get in and actually watch the or a good friend presentation or some kind of video file be associated. Just a couple of announcements. If you have access to a computer, you can log into the UFAC website, yoactor.ca, of events for coming up. For those in yourself, you can go to hit start. We have UFAC this Monday coming up at the Hard Disk Cafe on 11th, an entrepreneur room, where we'll be talking about some news in the Microsoft Office Avenue product. And on December the 11th, we have a local energy president and director of Wealth and Energy Company here in Calgary, Engel, and Donna's, and he's volunteered to come with a small business group. So we just posted some new one and talked to lunch on December the 11th. Questions about entrepreneurship website, you can and just general business practices, youthfactor.ca, and a few of any questions. That's all listed up on the go on there and register online for any of the events. So without further ado, I don't call too long, but I want to introduce my good colleague and all around great person to be with. Quick, first got the chair being in Calgary, then to meet Magnus Mollis ago at an entrepreneur meet, and since that date, 18. And
hi.
And I'll introduce Magnus now. And Magnus, the tools to
you're in some point able to
we're talking about
carrier
general health things to help you then just overall. So Magnus, the floor is all yours, my friend.
Good evening. Thank you very much. Put the ball over. What I would like to do, I mean, we've got quite an intimate group, like to Dave Stewart, so I will your call and ask people on this call if there's any specific issues or challenges they have with reference to their health that could discuss. I still need to know all the symptoms and such. To kick off with, if they don't mind, you know, it is under the outset or just after that. So if any of the star six were a little story and just throw anything out that they would like me to cover, I mean, or as I say, the habits to vitality, it's longevity, I would call it the eight, all pretty much the same thing. I will just come, if not, then I continue, because I and then Mr. Stewart knows, is pretty much finding out where people are, which works on a team, they would like to go. My passion, finding out where, minding them how to get there. To grab your nearest chair, it covers a broad range, but my special at a cellular level.
Become my best friend.
What he really is, work finding out the foods that I also do hair mineral analysis level, right for you. And also I do, using a company in the States, I mean, you pay them for this, but it's called Neurogistics, and to identify
longevity.
The neurotransmitters in the brain make things like GABA and PEA, mainly melatonin, epinephrine, norepinephrine. You all and welcome. And that's read through, as you say, a urine sample. Welcome. Right. The only seconds for anyone right in. I'm putting aside they would like me to cover before I dive the to shout out anything with to Vitality.
Agnes, I have a challenge where, you know, no matter how much sleep I get, I'm...
This call is...
Maybe we can address that and what may help regain some of that energy.
Okay, well, even something anyone else. Thank you, buddy. I'd like you to... what I'd like to do is because I've been on a few of these conference calls before. Oh, okay. Talk to me and they come. I'll just have to read. I'm going to... People might be trying to... Where you're coming from. What I'd like you to do is to close your eyes in this real-life scenario. So close your eyes. You're in a deep delta sleep. There are no light folding. In fact, you're in the room. And your router... It's shining in your bum. The weather outside is calm and still. Be in quick action. The only thing that would be your fire alarm. You suddenly spring out of bed as you hear the alarm vibrating the walls of your beautiful... You also didn't realize. With panther-like speed, you spring out of bed stairs. Here at home, you see and hear your alarm placed on your ceiling. You see a little smoke. However, your main concern annoying and is to stop the peer noise. Downstairs, which is located in one of your dining tables, which is a bit precarious, and yet you balance on one leg and then you manage and take annoying alarm and rip out the night battery. So peace and tranquility is immediately restored to your home and your life. You then slowly make your way back onto your bed. It's cozy.
We've got 2.5 hours.
And whole inviting, and you can without hesitation feel calm and happy that you've taken to bring an end to that vexing noise in your home. Is that you also manage to be in warrior mode, run down, wake up some of your neighbour. Don't get over it. It's how dumbfounded a problem. Once your head touches your pillow again, count. It has disappeared. It's warm and it's very... Hours later, you finally wake up, open your eyes, but you know what can you be? You look around, you're out for the... That your whole hat burned down. How do you find... What the hell? You rub your eyes. Happened. You know, really imagine that happening. Of course, but could you far-fetched scenario to grab that and liken that to you having a headache, taking an aspirin, to having out of it a Ludafed? Your body will give you, call a gift, pain, because pain is a teacher of life, and it tells you, hey, I'm quite working. As what I would like to do, Stuart, how long do I have to...
Consistently tired.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the time.
Well, we were on the conference.
Science behind what? Wow, thank you. It's brilliant. Well, please, before you do leave, do put in and tell us, because otherwise, thank you. That's I will just continue on this call and beyond. Anyway, with my work, it's going to happen. Our call is you're going to be alarm how it works with some tangible tools that you can in your life be able to vacate. And trust me, I'm nearly a doctor. Just see, I talk about again, there's that classic. Dr. Stephen Covey, never speak ill of those absent, pleasant calls, and I kind of want you to lose those. I'm not with the pharmaceutical, I'm going to those, but I really add places, I really just turn me. It's some of them are also, I wake up, there's something was in the quote before, has the innate intelligence to heal itself. No pill, no runny nose, there is doctor, no surgeon that will heal your body. Sure they can help. Have years actually to get there, innate intelligence to heal itself, a bit space age with you. You see, and a lot of my work, although you could think it's looking at neurotransmitters, given the right menus and cellular levels and all the rest, many gifts that explain in simple terms, there's no what I do. Fantastic, I don't. So, what I'm going to be covering are the 8 habits to vitality. Yeah, it could be a business. And my first one. Whatever it is, so that to do with you, strict order, it's just something which I kind of oversee, and I'll flip back to this. It's habit number one, things that serve you. Is now what I mean by that, or a vision. A beautiful divine individual have a mission where you want to go. As an individual, as a, and that could be for the moment, day, it could be for the 8 habits, so long, it could be for the planning, 5 years down, irritable bowels, and your head, that's set more water, or does it help you assist where you want to go? And All I would like to find a lot of the time when I meet with my clients that have chronic with the first habit conditions like cancer, IBS, and I thought that just emptiness, diabetes, overweight, negative thought in your main kind of ones that spring, spent the last, those of them I've had recently, all of them 15 plus to mine that I've, that are a professor of state, and I liken it to being a new professor. What you do, every single person to call is a professor. So what they do, and what I do is I is highlight those have and have not, and again there's none of you, and then what I try is to read things which have, like me, an eat all day that week. It doesn't mean you have to become anal once and literally live in this, although as I said, I mean, when I go through them to cover them, yes, I do that. Eating to my first read all these things, really only thoughts that serve you. Some of them, it may claim that when I get to them, but apart from, you know, mess with, and Alex, tea of life is directly related to your emotional health. Your well-being is the foundation of your self-confidence, whatever your heart desires. And what I found is the causes of things is identify what any negative emotions on the body's energy system. Your emotions sit down, you go, I don't question to you, it's about life. So, are you generally happy, sad most of the time, stressed, stressful 24/7 society? Not the secret, yes, you are obviously unique, Christianly, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And what's our good, bad, and ugly, they all make unique. And I really you special, and you, and I don't, as a coach, I don't like to judge things that you may have ahead. If your body, if it's going to get you to where you want to go at that moment, that hour, base that professorial, whatever, that. And continue thinking. The books that springs to mind that I've read, Vincent Peale, who was a... So your grandfather, of course, took something recently through to Dale Carnegie's work, you know, how people... One of the that kind of interesting, when friends influenced, was by a lady called... And her, an example to that work is Exercise Waiting. And the top... And Lynn Grabhorn, about she's given tools which you can apply. One of them is some simple thing to where you are to identify what you like for you. And that's simple. You, then from points or whatever it looks like, Matt, I'd write it down. Bullet point you want to see a big disruption in your life. Now, for those of you that have seen .TV, with a very The Secret, I won't still, but stating the obvious, it's a very thunder, but if you, .TV, you have or haven't seen it, the crux of it is the law of attraction. And ultimately, you, on this call, more on this call and beyond, you have ownership of where you are, because everything you previously did has got, so once you're on this call with me, where you want it, you do want in your life, is to get that identified. Third step, according to Lynn, into your feelings, and place it honored and privileged. And then the final and fourth, expect to listen. And then in between that, and allow it to unfold in your life. Now that might sound a little... Whether your thought is airy-fairy, suggests you do, is give it a go. And I thought, but I found really good this, as you listen to, would like to have a Ferrari. I can imagine myself sitting in that car with a shift stick or something to do with a fast car. In a car that I drive, unfortunately, Murray, how the hell am I going to afford to sabotage that? Who's doing very thought by how ultimately this did. So, secret work separately, but can what's to serve you ultimately? I'm sorry, the truth is based around your conscious thoughts. Excuse me, your land unconscious. I find working as a coach with people, obviously, through the finding out where they are, find that the power of questioning is fine to go. And I'll explain that later, Jim, rather than the statement of me telling them something, although oxidizer, for me being a fascinator, do want to get to the point. It's not to say and just tell them, look, this is what you need to do. You know, blah, 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 blah. You to or change your thought pattern because it isn't serving you. So LinkedIn is that certainly the symptoms are one of the last stages of the disease. Really presentations, and I have done obviously, and then a video conference, because normally when I give my presentations, I worked as an academic at a university, teaching physio nutrition for just neurology, kinesiology. Obviously, I either use PowerPoint or I'd use a... But it's disease. Now, it's just, if you can imagine where health is in a little box, and then locus from that would be deployed. It's quite a dis-ease thing. operation, Biz, you would find a symptom. I mean, the story that I just played about the fire alarm linking that to your headache, the question to you is, liken that to the grown-up to believe a headache was caused by not having an aspirin. Well, of course, do you think it wasn't? However, we kind of led to more problems, that pill or potion, just to fix. However, the body that we can reach for, as I said, has given you that gift to say, hey, look at this. Find my clients that suffer corrective. So usually other things, I use what are called check forms, holistic exercise can with headaches, amongst etiology forms, is I find out the cause of chronic condition, what their symptoms to their etc. or causes to, as I said, they've been a professor doing this for many years because building up is between 15 and chronic condition, they've got good at it. And 20 years. So you can imagine, one of the things I want to get off my plate, because it's one of my things, is that cancer not as the immune system, just is, it is a compromising through type 1 BS and other things, and diabetes, it's genetics, and all the rest of it, unless of course when you're born with it. And as you can imagine, it's your cells, not the cells of the immune system, that has not been able to do its job properly. In fact, yours isn't. So cancer is some foreign organism, such as a virus or a mite, and as a result, and I teach people or remind people how to change their biological terrain, bacteria or parasites, so that they can alter body will obviously no longer be hospital cancer cells. Now, I cannot go to an individual and say, oh, you're cancer for you, because to having the abnormal, then their body has given you, that's well outside one's remit. And if they've managed to get that to an individual for something like cancer, and the time period that they've done it, the right menu of it, as I say, if it's given, and the menu, what we mean by that is covering these eight habits, which I will go through. So as Buddha once said, you ask, you are gorgeous, you are think, having become what you thought, and other themselves, I open this to questions, first habit, through a position of nuns relating to in the morning, are you one of these people that likes to listen to the radio? And the kind of news, so my own question is, question then would be, is what? And to add to the last few months, is that probably relating to Zach, or the end, or what somebody's done to somebody else, or blah, 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 blah. It springs to mind, quote by Eleanor Roosevelt, there's nothing like a fraud ideas, small minds discuss people. And generally when you go to a counter in a place, you know, you advertise somebody that, I just see a magazine and it'll want to whoever and blah, 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 blah. I just find thinking and all the way, we are subliminal the way it runs, how it can set your day up and be affected by it, you know, without judging it whether it's good, bad or ugly, or whether it's, you know, something to go. The left eye and say, I just find that, you know, maybe a change could be to not listen to that, the new video in the morning, maybe when you get back, but not right before you, if that's if you use or listen to the thinking the other thought. Personally, do not listen or watch any television. No, I come across required to do that. I was quite naive when somebody tells me there's been a hurricane or something in BC. I just not aware too aware of what goes on. As I say, that's my first
way to catch on there, mate.
By a gentleman called To Serve You. And other things that I found interesting would be another book before that called Sting Through My Research. I've heard of a gentleman called Dr. Masaru Emoto, and he wrote a book in 2000, which is in Think Only for Five, called The Hidden Power of Water, with his most recent book in 2005. And he wrote, no one's bigger. And if anyone's ever seen What the Bleep Do We Know, even the addendum to that, which is down the rabbit hole, that covers a lot of his stuff to where you want to go. Well, although this gentleman paid for his PhD, or able to duplicate his study has shown is he was able to realize crystals are well produced and beautifully shown through and then having a look at the mirror in the morning and freezing water. What that transposes, if you can imagine looking at yourself and you think of them or kind of the sun or whatever else, they're like, oh, I've got another line on my face, oh, I really that don't serve you and get me, and that's not really setting up your day. They are not realizing. I find that some of my clients do that. Find that quite a few ask in the future. My clients, when I ask them, could they look themselves in getting you to where you said you are, what you the things I would like before beautiful, not from a point of cynicism and ostentation. Is when you wake anxiousness, that's not where I'm going, but just actually love yourself for the way you are and how you turned eyes to the television, or if anyone's got any other plane at this moment. In this physical, so if it works for you, Stuart, I'd like to open up. But
oh, phew, now's the time.
My first habit.
And if anybody wants to ask Magnus a question, now, free Magnus, the floor is open.
So that.
I guess there's.
Okay. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much. I've got a, there's another book quite interesting as well. He used to be a professor at that I read, which I thought was called Viktor Frankl. He was, I think only for okay, psychology, and he was a prisoner in Auschwitz. And that was not the him here. It's just, now you can imagine me, see when I read it. His book, which is called Man's Search for Meaning, really the time, it's 2000, resonated well with me. And I've got a quote from here. A small fire is the most pleasant place, extinguished by the storm, whereas a large fire is a likewise, look how it breathes, is a weak faith and by reference to the nap catastrophes, whereas a strong faith is strength and chakra. And how you and these would, a lot of stuff like that, exactly, this Eckhart Tolle's work and Stewie Wild stuff to do with infinite self and all the rest of them, they all cover the same thing, dealing with where they are. Is we the ego, and now, well, as in at this precise moment, they ask anyone how they realize that. And when I find a moment, usually there's a silence for the question then. And really, no matter what they have been like, you know, just like I asked you, P, I'm ugly, or whatever, actually in a good place at that. Another grey hair will focus on the however, maybe subliminal left eye, the heart, because as I say, it's ego's very possessive that way, and it can't exist in the world alone, but that will come. Okay, I will leave that to other habits. Think only thoughts that serve you. All it knows at the end of it, so the past requirement is. Sometimes I come up with it just so I
can. Well,
British jokes without humor, so obviously no one comes back to me. Remember how to.
When everybody's muted, Magnus, nobody can laugh, so. There you go.
My second habit, sociology and psych, probably entertain myself, breathe like a baby. Beautiful, because the other side, by the way, aren't they just so baby? 50% is love and gratitude. It knows nothing else. Or how does it age? When people, let's not go down there. You have to hate hats by it. When you look at a baby, just how deeply it breathes. Now, some of the things, and this is really related to with a training camp done with other clients and another program that I run up, have a reference to the Enlightened World. And then it on, there's a part called a predicament, and we do with ground. It's exercises to breathing, how you can stand predicament and open up your second, stand feet parallel, shoulder parallel, is almost like a do that, is place your agassi, you know, the tennis star, how he used to walk pigeon-toed, and you will open up your second chakra, and that's some in that position, sexual region, and I find, you know, the term tight down when you close it off, all those kind of things ask comes from when you release them. Well, all the energy is then closed off from it to escape and feed in rather than allowing. If you stand in that position with your knees slightly parallel, just under on top of your head, shoulder width apart. Imagine that you've like, you put your foot and just push up, knees slightly bent up as much as you can, and you stand like a typical, stand up tall and be proud in what we call a noodle. Your spine is in full posture, gives me the straight spine. And then with that, but I'll use that term, you can train your peripheral vision. And how you do that will be a focus of you, and to then just move from a position in front of you, arms stretched out in front, slowly to the side. Have your fingers move sides, as in moving them, what's called, holding them out to the side, but see your fingers on flexion, just move, and you should be able to still move and all the other things. But anyway, but you're focusing centrally. And that's, especially for women, the goal, and that's called bent peripheral vision. So standing with your feet parallel, with your knees slightly, is trained very well. The spine is straight with peripheral. In your heart, not going to apologize. And breathe. And I'm option up into, using these terms, but into their vaginas, and the men can breathe into their balls. That's how deeply I'm looking at a baby. The women can breathe into the husband, and a side, he or she breathes, and they breathe so, and it massages like a circadian rhythm, is all your organs. You know, it actually sets up a, which I'll cover later on. The things that I've come across with some other research was to do disease, but obviously disease has been related. So here's my poor breathing. And usually as we become more new, as we if you ever go into a clerically challenger, we actually start becoming chest breathers, our body. Whenever you get into your prison, we obviously stress one of many tips. Sit at your up and down on your ball, as an office ball, office desk or bounce. Focus on the now. Focus deeply. Increase your chi energy on the moment and bring as many into your balls. And if you stress through search that I made, and that means you're doing it. And, it could mean you go back to secondary school. Just breathe deep to your vitality, is deeply. And you have a tension or an argument each as we get older, you suddenly become vexed or annoyed by something, whether it be a traffic noise you. You may do that, you know, if you start breathing deeply, habit number three gets dissipated. It is magic. Breathing deeply, size is certainly real jam or whatever somebody's to make, because breathing's an unconscious thing between 12 and, but the thing is 15 times a minute. Make it conscious of yourself moments and times during the day when you get into your car, sitting there, just go out laughing at those comments, seat in the office or wherever. You can grab yourself a seat and just, which can breathe deeply and see how relaxed you can be. There are, and time, because I do want to cover 75% of all the, these eight habits about to introduce. You don't need to be standing and breathing with like various chakras, because one of the things I do is, depending on their level they become, sort of health, is I introduce them to the various chakras. Zone X, look how exercises. I don't particularly like the word exercise, because in essence, my sixth habit, another term I use, and it's called creative movement. You know, you understand. I will use the term, as I say, between the two crises, just so creative movement and exercise. But these actually increase the female, women into your vigilance, and they actually go to the smart, the intelligence of your body, rather than pushing it away. Like, you know, what I am not done, or, you know, you go for a workout, then you're actually catabolizing your body. Damaging, saying is that that's not good for you. The benefits of it, just watch how the energy relaxation, right? Drink good and recover exercises that I show my clients, bring in like the breathing squats, the wood chop, piston breathing, you know, these are just some example chakras, edgy in, things you about how to. So just to recap on the second habit, to breathe like a baby. The reason that I use the term remember, like I remind, but either way, because I'm not going to teach you people anything on this call, mind you that which in general, I'm just going to deeply. So deep breathing massages your internal organs, including your heart, decompresses your spine, oxygenates all the areas, and a great way of getting present. You know, it just really is by releasing things like the ego. I mean, I'm not saying the ego is a bad save your life, slow down thing, which I think it's something which could blah, 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 blah. However, it's I find, it's when you're driving too fast, it works for me, because as a fast oxidizer, I'm quick. The thing I do is quick. You walk away and apply. So that's my second habit. 25.2. What would anyone like? In your body is
be on the ball bunch here.
I talk quickly. Beautiful. Okay.
Hey, Magnus.
As I say, the thing that I really want to do is when you people, if nothing else, is leave this conference some of these simple. Moving on. It really is. So, water, however, these are daily. Now, what do I mean by good water? 0.8 million years, because normally I find that from students and so on, I like to ask other people with the answers, but really, I obviously need to have people to come out with, I'm going to be the loquacious one here, world's best, and again, I ask my own questions. And he wrote, you generally has a pH of around about 7, 1.4, which contains 300, and really, that's the pH, should be the pH of your venous return. And, so I get the... Again, and no, Dr. Leisure, their pH via urine, and I can do this with, using the acidic strip, doesn't obviously mean, and so that's water. Well, the turn, which is the important one, but it really has been bodies, you know, how, certainly as a measure of the venous room. So what percentage of your body acidic their bodies? 90% fetus, it's 90%, but maybe as you pop out of your mother's womb, you'd be 80 and all the other 85. But you can be as low as 55. So as you age, is reduced, mainly because your glycogen, stored in glycogen stores, your energy stores are reduced because a lot of water is used, glycogen is, and your body starts to strong, also bones start to become, in the way of, well, they can become new, you know, brittle, but they also, it's for water. Now, with water, I mentioned about the pH. Again, I'll open up the thing to mention about good doing 7.4. I'm also looking at round about probably 200 pools per million of mineral solids, doing probably for over 2,500 paleolithic men. It's kind of strange work has been drinking good water. Ian is probably one of the amazing that, you know, I have no shares in anything that I mention here. Ian's got a 7.2, and it means 7.2 in pH in parts per million. And so something like Ebbs that I buy in Canada, which is slightly cheaper, would be things I do with my clients. Not Safeways. Cleaning water. Sorry, what I do with my client's op, and I can get water there that's called gold, and it's got 2 million. It doesn't take between 6 and 7, 50 parts per mil. It's probably round about. Is that one thing I also mentioned with pH is that with the research that I've, what I found, and disease has not survived, forgotten, five or to live above as well is I actually 5.7. So what I usually find, like you tell you, it struggles to control, and is to go to stuff. If you can actually really is control their pH and their pancreas, and if you can have dehydrated, it's, you know, if your pH is round about 7, then the chance of getting a disease 7.2 in too high concentration, and also you'll in low. And if you go, so drinking per day, life. How much water should you bath? That's 100. And my suggestion in the bathroom, half your body weight in fluid ounces. Now, to my website, you want to do, now, if you do go to this gentleman called Dr. Batman Gelidge, a book called The Daily Good Water, Your Body's Many Cries for Water. Drink good water, that's Dr. Batman Gelidge, Your Body's Many Cries, half your body weight. And his recommendation is form stronger bone, fluid ounces. So in other words, if you're, say, a man, 200 pounds, man pounds, and between 7.2, then you're probably looking at over 3 liters, about 3 liters. However, so it's all weight related. Some of the water, key climate, and then it'll have, you know, even a hot time in Canada. And normally, what happens with my, you know, you're perspiring a lot and so on, then you would obviously need to increase gauge. Divide that by that, and just science then is there somebody go, oh my god, that's a lot of water. However, if you ensure that you have it, time, and obviously, say a litre bottle or something in a glass bottle, then you can gauge. And if you sip it, you won't be running to the bathroom all of this. So it's pretty much zero, assuming that you haven't taken some sort of multivitamins that contain probably about 8 micronutrients, then really, when you go to, so you should be peeing. Question is, you drink a number on it. And this is a big thing, and I can send you the research thing that I'm talking about. But the other thing to mention, for that matter, plastics. We've kind of gotten used to using our water in plastic, storing our food. Do not refill it. If you ensure that more of the reading on this, if you look at any plastic, any good plastic, it'll have a triangle with it. So if you buy a normal Evian, if you want, or Evian bottle, number one, and you go and you live in a, it has beneath that peat, P-E-T-E, sticks, period. Do not refill it. There's anywhere into that. LDP, estrogens will transfer water. So if you do use plant triangle, and it says, so my recommendation with a 2, in a two is leave that out in the sun, or a 4, E, or a 5, PP. So 2, 4, or 5 types of plastics, they can maybe save the strongest such that I have so far, or where there is some sort of liquid like water. I'm not sure about anything else other than water because the plastic could react to it. Do ensure you don't. And please, I go to, they have the PC big blue water ones that you use. And they have a seven. A lot of the companies that stick on and you drink from underneath drink the water. So things like Vitel. So this is which are the world's best. Do not. Another wall. I've talked about Evian, Volvic, and they're some of the world's best waters. They all have, you know, pH around about 7 and 2, as I say, in Fiji. But we do there's a thing come up, reverse osmosis, 500 parts per mil. Now, as a metabolic typing advisor with that system, the thing I have with that, or the issue I have, is that, you know, get a reverse osmosis. You can imagine it's a dead water, so whatever life existed in that system, and it comes out, and as you buy some water, it goes through the filter. So my recommendation, Celtic, dead, C-E-L-T-I-C, Celtic salt, Himalayan salt, and also blue grey in colour. It contains, about Celtic salt is 84 vitamins and minerals, and Himalayan, but it's pinkish. And that works saying salt is just over 80 vitamins and minerals. Harmony with your body, and it also contains, don't throw out your ANS, your autonomic nervous system, and strength. What about 67%? It's your sympathetic side with your body, and it's about, I think it's about, that will stress your body, chloride in it. While most table salts, it's about 97% sodium chloride percent, or 98%. No wonder your doctor will say cut down on your sodium, you know, poison, or whatever, you know, high blood pressure. So my recommendation, yes, is age, you've got a high BP. Taking white salt, sugar, but if nothing should be one, cauliflower organic is even white. Your teeth shouldn't be, yeah, white. Your toothpaste that I know of, but white's your fault. So that's pretty much it with reference to daily. Half your body weight when you're talking, 2 ounces divided by 35 points, or you can get 3. To multiply it point zero, if you wake up in the morning, it should also be some kilograms, and get it to the rough gauge of how many liters food. However, if you have people, because it is bad.
I mean, it's a quick question on the water. How about the...
Good question. You know, I'll have to pass
on that,
Matt, because without the analysis, I really... Your body will under H. If you try it and it's got chlorine in it, or it's... You won't notice. And as I said, the chlorine, you may... You'll know by the taste. Try it. Take some, and here's my... Your body knows when... So, my suggestion is that you have some... Seen as clean and...
Regular city water.
Me can. They sell these bottles. EPE on them. And you can put the water in that, and they've got like a system. That would be a good... It actually... Some sort of filter. If you're going to use...
Okay.
Got a 4L tap water. For those of you, let's say your body weight in kilograms multiplied by 0.3, and that one gelage, if you want 0.03s, that how to spell this gentleman converted into lead name would be BATMAE, wouldn't know, I mean, NGL, it's got fluoride in it, J, Batman gelage, book was your body's ID, D cries for water. So the first thing I get my clients to do when I can, or actually if they can do this, through the power of putting 2 glasses of water and fluoride as such. But the next health tip, you can get the, probably the best in Canada would be Udo's, you know, ones which contain nautics, about 12 billion. And probiotics should exist in you. So those things with the breakdown of food, cigarettes, and you can buy ads any time in your life you've had, whether you were 9.5 years old, one of those people, or whatever it was, in form of bacteria into your, or even recently, skins, probiotics. So I would suggest you take them for the rest of your life. I am going to do that. You've had, and because it's putting the good back to your stomach, then you really, any questions? Pulse rate.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'm the probiotics.
Mentioned about,
about putting the good bacteria in, how
it's functional,
things like probiotics and things like that.
One of these digital. Great question. And it may well, because the other thing that comes up for me is, I'll pass through this in a second, it's functional. What I mean by that is, in order to be absorbed in your eyes, digested and eliminated, it costs you more than it delivers to you. So a lot of the products out of your stomach can help there, because we have this, you know, I mean, you can go buy a gun in, and you can buy some of Canada, but you can't see, and the best alcohol on it, raw milk, would be actually going to buy, unless you, most of my recommendation is, if you do have it, because the structure is different, is to buy goat's milk, the cheese or whatever, oats, cheese or goat. As you rightly said, you may find product slots, and it'll say on there that it, but it's got bacteria, you know, acidophilus, you know, all the, and believe against bacillus, and you can first have it, think only raw in there. Thoughts that serve you, that by taking those things that they do have over to you. And however, I found that a lot of that added in later, it's been heated to 150 degrees Fahrenheit for half an hour, and all's been killed off, the good and the bad bacteria on. You have an intolerant idea that's to it. So here's a tip for you, or for anyone. 5 minutes, take it, sit down, or that chemist, if it goes cold, or that mixture in your mouth for 1 minute. And after 1 minute, put that food, take your pulse rate, up or down 4 beats, you have an intolerance to that food.
Okay.
Now, you can think that it's past. And there's another thing I do as a Czech practitioner, again, to do with diseases. around a Czech, you're obviously going to. What I have, if you, you know, Italy's the best one, not a yogurt. Yogurt needs to be a mercury in once. But if your body is 98.2 when you're waking up in the morning, or sorry, 97.6, I mean, they're all connected. You might have screwed adrenals and screwed thyroid milk. So body works as a whole anyway, but especially the adrenals and the thyroid looking at you to thyroid, and I can tell the king. However, obviously, I do the check here. Do your own research here to factor to the vitamin these four products. So,
it does.
Where you're at, your level of well-being, if you're asking. My favorite section, habit. Now, as you, part four, right, for you, you've heard all this before. Eat foods that are all, you know, Hippocrates back in, you know, 377 BC. Medicine that, I mean, food. So for heat succinct, my medicine be thy food is that Roman healer, or, and also a full of ice milk of 2,000 years ago. One poison, dysfunctional food. Well, alive today that pollutes its drinking water or its food supply to a top crest temperatures below on a regular basis. But if you can think of any animal alive to his body temperature, but actually, if they haven't been interfered by men, suffer with cause? No, they do not. Do they, sir? Type 2 diabetes, fibrosis, blah, 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 blah. Westerners, these are arthritis. And that, whether it's a dead animal or a live animal, you know, the mammoth or the dodo, do any of these animals pollute where they live by man? And obviously animals actually suffer with these chronic conditions if they haven't been into their eating. The answer to my own questions. Heart disease, cancer. Now, if you've got your pens and papers with you and you want to do your own due diligence, a gentleman called Francis Pottinger, doctor, and between confirm in 1932 and 1942, he studied cats and food. He let thy food be known, and he's written quite a few papers on this, was hitting the taurine that they. And what he found is that when he fed these cats, the control group, eats and pasturated food, they were not able to reap on their fourth generation. The group, they died out. And it took for recover to reproduce four generations for that he fed the normal food, which is just and raw. We're omnivores because we eat food, meat. I mean, what the cats eat, they're carnivores, are they omnivores? The raw milk, not dogs, can't, you know, our jaw action does sideways movement to town. That they survive any chronic conditions, as well as up and when you wake up in the morning, which is. And you may wonder the amount of dentists and they live to ripe old age, doctors. Vets and all the rest of it, and one of the reasons obviously is because we're feeding ourselves animals as well as us. So if I can that stop writing check, I liken it to a bank manager. And a bank manager and says, use this scenario, these products, he comes up to you every time you are overdrawn, although the research shows, and what I liken that to is your health. When you eat 95% of what's sold in Safeway in Superstore, it's dysfunctional. It's man-made. It's padded. It's had things or any other benefits. Not the live food. So through the art of questions taken away from it, you can say, well, if it wasn't on the menu 10,000 years ago, you could be eating it. It's just for 4 hours. As you've just written yourself a check again. So it'll be before you can again. The bank manager comes up to you writing these checks and they're going to close your account. If that's the analogy. When people get sick or when they get ill, obviously aging is small check anyway, and you can't help it because you age. Everyone ages. I get that. Also, so you can see what can speed that process up by eating things. Are you ready? Three things to remove. So remove from your diet. They're broad ranging. And by the way, if you control this, your health, you will remove an infection and become a couple vitality tip. Reduce your chances. The challenge to you is to follow my symptoms. Ill and below what I'm going to mention, and to measure your energy levels increase. 5% of my clients, when they remove the, that's it. These 95%, and this happens within hours and days, they'll reap the benefit. That's pretty much what it does. You remove the last letter from the word diet. I'm talking about new lifestyle. It's not a diet, a lifestyle change. See, it will improve your optimum. Number one, I will gauge your chances of compromising your immune system, quality of life, and reach all products that contain sugar. The name that ends in O. This includes L, like fructose syrup, dextrose, bisol, sorbitol, molasses, mannitol, core C or O. 1 teaspoon of sugar, or sugar will compromise your immune. I wouldn't even take it. Products will cost by up to 50%. How long do you think you've just written yourself a check and says, you know what? So, period. Take out. Your body does not need sugar. Okay, and break down to that anyway. The big food that you will put in will the brain only knows glucose and glutamine, those are the main chemicals. Everything will break down is white. That's second product to remove from your diet. Salt, that equals it feeds the brain. All blue grey colour, obviously Celtic, which is a light. Now your adrenals lie in, which is a pinky colour. These salts contain over the minerals, 80 useful vitamin salts. Your thyroid likes gonad. Remember what foods are right for your endocrine system, like spices and your pituitary. And when you do sugar, you're like typing bright politician likes dairy. You sometimes cravings that which was given to PHY hereditary when you were born through the dominant endocrine system. So I won't go into any more detail on that, but that's something that only with my client phytic acid, and that challenges. See, magnesium, corns and all nuts, pasteurized products, milk and cheese, goat's milk or cheese food. Your best choice would be to use period. It's a dead, it may be pasteurized or homogenized. I'm fortunate that in case, even Calgary, we have the Calgary Farmers Market. And quite often I hold my client's hand, take them down there, and that's it. It's walking around me. The next question that we have multiple, you know, now, and it's all organic, comes up is, and they can do their shopping. Hold on a minute, Magnus. Organic food's expensive and I can't afford it. You will buy less of the dysfunctional, trust me, body that which it requires. That was pasteurized, buy more of. That which contains more macro, fats, carbs, and protein that your body requires. Find dysfunctional product. The second was salt. So, first was products. One. Are you ready? And micronutrients. All I've come across that may come as a shock. The best bread you could buy Canada, the grains in, is sprouted organic. I mean by sprouted, it means that it's been soaked, and the phytic acid can be related to water. Phytic acid has been released. It is a mineral blocker. It will stop the absorption of calcium that have weight, zinc, and copper going through your intestinal wall. Number three. If you are, like me, a fast oxidizer in the cold climate are, with two of us Caucasian living in conversion, if we talk quickly and Bob, but the health tip, I suggest you sprout your nuts and then you can eat them, so blah, 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 blah. Here's an example, polyethylene glycol into any container that's not plastic, flowers, drain it, and then what nuts stay, pour it out, and then you will be able to keep it 3 or 4 weeks, and use them in the fridge, just take out that which you require. Snacks. You can appreciate Paleolithic man didn't come with huge handfuls of, and I had them as a snack, eat them with an apple. Do you know why it came? Fall out. So those grubs organic have been sprayed with either herbicides, pesticides, or fungicides, or fertilizer, and for it all to be absorbed by. So, as I said, they cost you more than they deliver. You can use, so my suggestion, remove them. Coffee is another one, if it's your forms. The thing, drink it. A lot of people are, you know, saturated fat is good for wearing their sunglasses, lining up, and as soon as they get their coffee fix, they're on a buzz and they're driving, you know, they're on a high, they just, and they're off, and they're probably in the morning, with glands, which didn't fire, and, you know, they didn't sleep too well, blah, 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 60%, to Stuart's question, I will cover as we go down. So any product that is white is likely to be as the benefit, okay? Here's my next, not brush, this is a pearl of wisdom. So I have a health tip. Your teeth paste that contains fluoride or coal. Leave it in your fridge for 12. Sodium Lothal, L-A-U-R, L-S, Lothal spell Y-L, or sulfate, L-A-U-R, sulfate. And fluoride, E-T-H, strip painting cars. Nuts. Fluoride, why we use it? We had a surplus after a repair or something. It started after because of the World War, and so there was one decided to look at some, and then found that, find out on a cellular level research in it, group of people that lived in an area with high amounts of fluoride, like that or a banana, right, and they looked at their dentures and found that they didn't have an area that had actually, it was the issue, is that the fact that it's got their diet was good. So, yeah, another thing while I'm on the just that, that was for this, anything like aspartame, there are aspartame. Aspartame is a poison, monosodium glutamate. Not organic, don't for the rest of it, gets the balance to what it's, but ultimately it causes the compounds, holes in the head, similar to MSG. Do not eat the lean and Chinese food that contains, or Japanese food, MSG from Omega 3. What the splendor. Now, it's also called sucrose. The other big thing is it's absolute BS. There's a large portion of glucose, but it also causes a biological chemical. It actually is phosgene. Phosgene was used in World War One warfare, contains a chemical called it, but as the law is, and it also contains calcium in your food. Those little packets that's eliminated, they will, if it's less than 4 grams, for obviously diabetics use it, then to highlight that it is, but you actually imagine some of that, they're just killing themselves. Calories, then they don't need believing that it's serving them because it swears. And now outside Timmy is going to move on to additional foods to use on the negative and pasteurized using your diet rather than stevia. It can't use the trading has been organic. The toxins, 1,000 times sweeter than sugar, and it is your coffee, Arella. Or you can use it in your tea or your pasteurized honey. Buy yourself. Okay, foods to buy, Corella. Again, I have is that they own shares in the company. It also contains the most health food store. Carlson's fish oils first, fat and all the rest of it. Then the 1 teaspoon in the morning is Medake, 1 teaspoon in the night in Guadeloupe, morning and 1 in the evening. More omega 3. Than the rest of it, and 1 omega-3-6. So too many of us are eating too many kufas, pulling such. Again, we're throwing out the omega, you know, straight fatty acids. Research shows that the reason that CHD, coronary heart disease, is on the increase is because of you know, increase. So taking this medicine, the unsaturated fatty acids, you can buy it. In caps, bear in mind is to ensure that cadmium mercury metal is removed. Read the label. Calcium and any other heavy products. So make sure you show it's excellent. Krill from that. It's another good one. HL Chlorella. CLC. Chlorella. RE. So I get my diet. HLORELLA. This is algae. Contains 19 of the 22 amino acids. And contains generally, and it could take a protein. I'm planning to buy this because that's something, again, further. And I get my 6 months. And then you can get this. To remove the toxins in there once they're firing on all cylinders, as in their body is functioning properly, and you know their metabolic rate is functioning well. Take Chlorella if you have. Well, another way of speeding the process up will be to name sugar, but it's so do not take. There's some reason and or use unpressed sugar that doesn't help. So cancer clients, I know 3 and 6 ratio wise. You know, I take it as recommend that they do. But obviously, a food. It's been on the planet 2.5 billion. It's sold as a food, it's supplement, but it really is. The place I recommend it, but what happens to it when it is through a gentleman called Dr. Paul C. And he lives on this place I have in Calgary, 12314. Why? Because it's northwest next to Kensington, and he sells a ton of rich organic ostriches. Corella by like 5,000 supplements for about $180, and it'll last you over a year. If you want to probably pay over 600, Eskimo's diet, community, or anywhere else. Now, a lot of people throw by coconut oil. I don't like saturated fat. Amiga, blah, blah, blah. Saturated fat is what your body requires. If saturated fat was bad, all that mammoth, paleolithic man from going, hey boys, we're on a diet, just eat that. No, we ate that. So, whole damn thing. So much so, we actually killed the protein and leave the froth. And but let's be honest, people, you. The question is where is the source? If it comes word organic, a lot of Canadians, comes from an organic, you know, for over 2.8 million years. My suggestion is you until after the wars, when we started to spread. Do not use all fat and protein through milling the land and turning it over and all the rest of it. And obviously we pay for a laundry, you know, excel the metabolic systems. But coconuts from, again, a good compromised immune source. Omega is probably the best and the cheapest I've found in Calgary. Cook on a medium and high, underlined, more high temperatures. Temperatures do not boil at meeting and using stuff. And stevia, pour it liberally on your salad. Do not heat olive oil. Here's the test. It's liquid at room temperature, is it not? Heat it up. What temperature will stay? The structure's changed. Coconut oil, stained throughout the whole temperature. And also it's going to be wild, a beautiful taste to it. And I had that with buffalo, that's the cheapest in town. So beef, you know, anything like that. Cooking with it is just you to cook fish, high and medium before. And I also use it in salmon. It's probably the only on the planet that hasn't got probiotics. I've spoken of only salmon's in it. Can you imagine diseases? Probiotics with 2 glasses of water, with the best brand, and the morning before food, take some stevia. have, you know, there's other SCHs. I'm talking about metabolic typing. Now, the question of the typing, basically, when you wake up in the morning, I use the word as a diet is right for you. And what it does is it looks at three major areas and psychologists, physical, diet. So for those of you, affects the environment, how, and what's the size of your pupil on your diet plan, or it's in normal light content? What's the size of your head, self-sum, with reference to your body, cadian rhythms, and how you get? Are you hungry at lunchtime? Where's the fat on your body from the front, the back, and the side? It takes you on to complete the full, you know, it's an online thing through a company called Health Broccoli, so the Walcott, but in the format that doctors put together 70 years, it's looking at two dominant systems we used before. It's quickly, I act quickly. One of them you've heard, oxidation. I taught you the conversion of food, the oxidizing to energy for me is very quick. So 80% meal that I have, let me reiterate that, 20% carb. My diet in every 2% fat and protein on each meal, lost health. And my question should be, what's an cause for that? 80% fat and protein. Do they suffer with Westerners? No, Westerners say, who does it for the town? Also, if you want to rest, McDonald's comes movie now. It's called Fast Food Nation by Eric's called Freights. So how food works, Fast Food Nation, but the people and you. It's an incredible. Just read that, Eric Schlosser. Comes up, well, what is metabolic? LOSSER. And say it's now out, and I think it's out on a movie called Fast Food Nation. The food is some fat and protein. Then, really, the test out what's right for you. Most of my clients, they're usually eating around about 7. So, climate. But the thing is, it's a journey. So for each meal, you maybe eat a certain type of fine, depending on your city, are you hungry before you go physically, mentally, and all the rest of it, that you, or how stressed you are. Usually about 45 to an hour has become more acidic, realistic. Well, a food, whether it starts life as untamed, too much more are good. However, when the destination, for us, absolutely food. Let me give you an example. Broccoli, for me, is seen as a healthy food, but the problem is at a cellular level, it's potassium, fruits and vegetables, and too much magnesium, which is not my body doesn't eat in the right, more calcium. So I want phosphorus, get that from foods, right? An example would be, for me, I like cauliflower and spinach, high purine stuff, kale, those kind of have a high GI, high spinach, vegetables. Carrots are okay, but a glycemic index. So metabolic typing is work brought to Dr. Abravanel, chemical individuality, together from people like Peter Adamo's work, blood group comes into it. With respect to your action and your mind, Dr. Williams, by get some of the research is correlated from these areas. You go onto my website, because it comes with the galotis that if you click on the presentation, the people, and as I mentioned, the eating list from there. So, how do you feel? Two sides to metabolic typing, just to keep it simple. Eat the foods right for you. Well, that's simple because I produce a plan for you. It's a poison, an alkaline of foods that are right for you. Secondly, eating like that, it's just require that. I require, it's not counting calories or weighing food or any aging on a plate's portions. When you've had a meal, within 2 hours, tailor-made, and it's fine. Here's the next health tip for you. Food, and your nose it starts to run. Why? When you've had some food, it believes it's been attacked. Achieve and maintain your life by a virus. Do is turn the unconscious into conscious. You will end, when you eat something, because your body just starts to sniff a little, or your nose starts to an intolerance to it, secretory IgA, which is the body's first immune system, is why the hell run that obviously you've had tests, okay, or something like that. When your body is doing the best to kill off that language, you want to take pseudo to your body, wings and depression. So, you know, please, folks, when it has the innate intelligence on the moment you do, your body, do not use some sort of drug to speed it up. It will throw everything out of line. Work. Not your body a harder time. So, since work, nutrition with metabolic typing, then you eat the foods that are on your lifestyle, and pretty much eat them in the right combinations. And then you gauge how you've 2 hours. See energy, you feel within 30 to 50, that's great. But what is oxidation? And this is guaranteed with the work that I've done, and some of them you've got guaranteed. You will naturally add your weight. You will now, what I'd like you to enhance your athletic performance. Enjoy sustained energy and endurance. You will conquer indigestion, fatigue, and bolster your immune rate and lung system. Prevent and reverse disease. Slow down and your aging progress, to be believed, sent, and ultimately, as I say, improve our quality of life. And be aware of your whole lifestyle. That's what the food will do for you, that which is right for you. So as I said, each individual has specific metabolic rates to heal itself. That is the typing, their lifestyle, and obviously depending through, you know, things like stress and psychological traits. If you eat that they do, that it becomes... So what I found is that most people, how foods affect the system, and they are so used to feeling that they're determined through metabolic... Like one of my close from sons, who's 16 years old, she has a son who's 25, and he's making... One of the 16-year-olds puts stuff in the morning, and as soon as he's eaten it, he's falling asleep. It's carb, then it will control habits or food. But the main thing is, he's like brain dead. So he's written himself two checks. He has another balance for hydrates. Okay. So when you do your metabolic typing, it will tell you what you will be able to identify, what your system and things about metabolic movement. It's either going to be ANS, autonomic nervous, or inflammation. Mine would be oxidized, but my secondary, obviously, is my oxidizer. Your heart rate's increased, pathetic. But those are a bit unconscious thing that's controlled by the brain, and you have a sympathetic response. Let's get the addis. I think your fight and flight, which your blood pressure's increased, your digestion's decreased. The pathetic side is the key to relaxation. The increases your digestion, lowers your heart rate, and the power. And also, you'll find lowers your blood pressure, and they work in harmony. You are well. You allow in. If most people, it's out of sync, and that's then when you end. She has a disease. Sweets and starches, to say thyroid crepes, pituitary dairy postomies, mixed adrenals, animal and salty foods, and gonadal fat for 3 days, some spices. This section, I could talk, well, I could do a lecture, so I'm going to work it up now to anyone who has any questions related to the first. Why? Well, it's what my clients are.
How's everybody doing out there? Managed to keep...
I'm wondering about the salmon. I missed breath.
You could drink half your body with wild Alaskan sockeye. Look at the colour of it for you to increase your energy and start drinking more good. Look at the colour of pink. See an increase in your energy.
Mm-hmm.
The micronutrients no longer in it. And the worst kind of salmon you get would be like, organic, like nervous. So I'm a fast. It's not organic. It's farm-raised fish, BF, and parasite. Do you think the ANS simply?
All right. Thanks.
Still staying with me. We need my fifth. Hat. The other ones I'm going to be able to rattle through. So we're going to. Well, I'm glad you're all back on here. Nervous system is the other thing I want to mention before I go on, so I'll just do an that was about the water habit. Third habit about to my second drinking good water daily. If you are dehydrated, it must take you between 3. First of all, it's a dysfunction and 6 months to become hydrated again. By that is even though
you said was the
what I mean fluid ounces that body is not used to means that it will take the mere fact that you're in a hydrated state that period of time for which it's used to being in a deep and accustomed to it, and then it's bright red, nothing else. If you learn from this presentation, if you walk with water fluid ounces, you will normal salmon it, as in half your body weight energy levels, lethargy and all the rest of it. Oh, you know, 22-30 via any EMS sleeping properly, and I guarantee you, or eat anything you can, what I'm saying. But the proof's in the... You know, fifth habit, get to bed by 10:30 p.m. since we started M. Now, as you can appreciate, some stats on cancer outside of this is how long we've been getting up when the sun rises and retiring when the sun goes down. Don't eat it. So this life-preserving act, we now have shift work, our economy's 24/7, and, you know... Well, obviously, we're going to have these French... I don't know why it is, with kind of blinds. We also have, like, no proper curtains in most of them. As part of an economy, not a genealogical lifestyle practitioner, which is what I assign one of the Americans me to. I delight outside my judgment, see that they're allowing... Here's a second. My ego... There was some research done at universities and it tried to shine. A student had some light shone on its back of his leg and he woke up. Light doesn't have to go through the body, it's daytime. It's on the skin, through your eyes, will tell you. So what happens? Cortisol from your organ. Your body stresses you by releasing adrenals. That's, well, going to get you out of bed. We'll not go into a deep dive. So get into bed by 10:30. If you drink alcohol this night, you're home, the pre to sleep. If you drink anything with... listening or believing. It has a half-life of 6 hours. Do not drink anything with caffeine after caffeine, 12 p.m.
No.
Okay? Months of the year, paying at 9.5 hours. So for at least UK, US and Canada, should be sleeping. No running water. No disturbed. No lights. No rats. System. Ensure you're not positioned for electromagnetic free, not necessarily frequencies. Even one of my clients, remember, they still worked back to the power of key results with my work, and I went out to their home, my hands, give it a go. Removed their Teflon. I realized that they were sleeping on a bickle cable that ran underneath to a light fixture, and they were staring at their head with a lecture this year, 120, whatever, you know, without criticism, like, fire it up. Your adrenal cortisol, the homes that I go into, glands are going to carry on releasing and all the rest of the stress hormones, believing it, they probably start craving, and will die from it. Carbs, carbohydrates. So the sense of the brain isn't one. So some research, a pineal gland, which is like melatonin. Melatonin is a repair hormone got with Canadian women able to release and why they were having an increase in breast cancer. Let me give you some. That flashes at what, 149,000 Canadians are going to get time. You'll also 1,600 men. 21 get breast cancer, 150 get breast cancer, 100 women, 4,600 women breast cancer this year, as you was, will die from 114 will die from breast cancer, that's men, in Canada, knowing that it was this year. All this research, all the stats that I got, which recommendation is sleep in a darkened room. So, you know, my... Lights out means, imagine you were living, okay, sleeping 7, bubble. So for 5 months of the year, you may sleep 8, 8.5, you may say, well, I'm used to being in a cave, I was undisturbed, blah, blah, well, let me do a Dr. Phil on you. So when I cover, if it's working for you, fine, but the chances are, and it's a symptom like the 8 habits, just a symptom, what's the cause? Well, the cause ultimately covers all, how's that working for you? Stuart was mentioning, then you may be able to have a few aha's as to, well, I don't do that, or I do this, or I drink coffee at this time, therefore I hold or illumination. Does somebody have a question contributing to why one cannot, as well as all these are factors, cost stress, and blah, blah, blah. One postgrad university, okay? So one would be Like, L-E-Y. Great book to read. There's a one by Wiley, W-I... Wiley. You cannot sleep. Does somebody have a question, or did I miss something? Oh, okay.
Just save us some background noise, maybe.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, one of the liver's main types. Deals with detoxification, asks us to take toxins. Your liver is the main organ circulation transfer. Okay. I don't wish to talk about that stuff, I don't think here. My old blah, blah, through daily living. Love for a show that there's carbohydrates. 1 week of sleep deprivation ejects hormone level analysis. You can altered substance metabolized 1 week of. Recently I became certified analysis. What came back? And for those of you that know me, know how follically challenged half my hair was sent to California to be analyzed. And without humor, which I am. In hair, no, it is short, was able to identify with any hair minerals, your thyroid, and some of their capacity levels and your capacity metabolism. So as recent university showed here, I cannot over-search for my old postgraduate of sleep deprivation can alter your whole obesity you metabolize. What Wiley's basically saying is the reason that, you know, hype enough. Yeah, I haven't mentioned, I know melatonin is not able to repair one's body, say, point number four, and it just... So you could... leads to obesity, period. Emphasize, even though that one was fifth on the list, sleep right now, and she was telling... about going down, dim your lights, lower them down, or go, you know, light a cat, do not want the market that's healthy or something like that, go to bed, sympathetic hours before you go to bed, you dark, no light, at least 3 feet away from any electrical appliances, you shock, your bedroom should be completely eating carbohydrate, alcohol, because that's a cortisol release, and avoid before sleeping. Avoid two of my clients, I remember now, which, why, because the body, having night sweat leaves that it's hypo. I do recommend, as in there, that people are not sleeping, sugars suddenly drop to the level that, you know, the liver is, you know, the body's put having to release. It's in order to, maybe half an hour, just to sustain them. And of course, they generally wake up and they're all sweaty and everything, the stress. that just put under stress. It's all my clients that they crunch on some meat before they go to sleep. You know, more carbohydrates, or some crunch on some, maybe some good protein, what's the answer or something. So, I've got undone it. The other thing on that is obviously gene. One of this is building, especially. I kind of go for people's jugulars when I do. The body's coming back to hugging to my head here. Deprivation of sleep is parents who have become serial killers. You spelled serial as so. The E-A-L. C-E-R. Serials are all poison. There isn't one serial except for television before you. Some people who are, however, it's more slow oxidizers and they could perhaps tolerate a meal. Avoid bright lights too. Organic only carbohydrates. Avoid caffeine, so is meat. So mind that seriously, it's got fiber in it. It will lead to addictions on your children later on, whether it's in your body. It's because their body, the thyroid, has peaked their adrenal gland, aside from one's blood glands. So do not feed your children or your cereal. Any further questions? Habit number six. And probably. And all the rest of it. Is that somebody trying to unmute themselves? Any form of get mega frustrated because they can't ask? Pulls in there for cough. I got so that's number six. Have creative movement daily. How often do you work out? These 5 days for your body to recover, depending on your activity. There was a lovely lady I met. This just speaks between 2 and 40 about her activity levels. I remember her telling me that she'd be much on a regular. Worked out. I didn't have time to share with her that, you know, smoking, whatever, exercise, or actually relaxation, and catabolizing and damaging, especially, which then will obviously needs to recover. Its stores being depleted and energy level. So, one of the types of exercise say that. Creative movement, Tai Chi, zone exercise. Exercise could you do? Yoga, Pilates, some endurance stuff, Swiss ball. I mean, there's so much out there, folks. You won't. Big book, cut by. See what I mentioned about the zone exercises. There's a by CHEK. So your body was made, and it's how to eat, move, and be healthy. The book by the Paul Check, your time and hormones. Just be healthy. And he's got great physical exercises and stuff. I'll move on. And literally, what's in there is what's said on the. Love the man. He's one of my incredible. Call Lisa on there. Be the source of them again, hopefully. Some fun actor early on next year. So, creative mood basis. And find out what floats your boat, what works for you. Bearing in mind, you think I have with them, maybe, you know, how often do you think you would be changed vascular? We're not by a Canadian Satan. 8 and 12, or another man on horseback bearing you down with a sword. Our concept between 8 and mid-days. If you by no design to handle and release chemicals, that will assist you to move quick, how to eat movably. Obviously stressing your sympathetic nervous system, it's obviously going to kick in. But every day lowers your body's pH. It makes you more acidic, here and so on. Is a good thing, but so it's like one of those things, everything in moderation, folks. See the moving parts. Exercise, recover. And it's a while for your body to recover. Key stick every morning. Bear in mind that it takes and it taps me into my parasympathetic side, into a mudic movement that I do with a more relaxed, like breathing. It's what Tai Chi, and it resonates well for me because I'm go. Should first undergo ice, go. What else? What's right for you? I just say that. Size is just finding one creative movement daily. You can mix and match it. And it's a quote by a gentleman that congratulated as a physiologist in 1996. The big man on. I to pursue a sedentary lifestyle, stringent health tests, and access whether they are fit enough in activity exercise to stand the question that it causes stress on our six. That gets me. We'll have people on the call. Brilliant. Okay, I'm moving on here then. My seventh and final habit in moderation and gym. Anyone's of fun and celebrate successes. So fun and celebrate seriously. Be the sort. How many of you take life too seriously? Successes. This is an important question I'm going to ask you. what does you, and that you would laugh over the fun looked like. When you were younger, researchers show 300 times a day. But as an adult, you will chuckle 3 or 4 times a day. What's all that about? So what makes sense can you participate in, which great, think outside, obviously, until you, as human beings, you know, we have one of the greatest freedom called choice box of all, is make a decision. So what raise a child? And it's one thing that every day, in any moment, I believe one should be doing. Here's a statement, you know, going just for the tea. So it, whether it's or in a book or playing card, you know, reading a chapter, going skiing, obviously I'm going to do that, but all activity, I bet in the morning and every day, but what floats your boat that you enjoy doing, whether skiing, your parents, aircraft models, paint, whatever it is, you know, you find what works for you.
Yeah, or if you're watching the Canuck.
You know. This is one of the quite a quote that I think, but always of what we seldom think of what we have.
The touchdown or
this is one of the greatest Epicurus lack. Or as a laugh, what activity is not in having, this is not a person in possessions, but few wants. As once said, a happy being you immense pleasure, or as Hugh Dowell set a circumstance with a set of favourite ones is by advances, but rather a person. And one of my mother, Ham Lincoln, have attitudes. I have no, generally about as happy as they make up their minds to be. That is. So just to reiterate, and celebrate your successes. So no doubt as well.
Achieve those goals.
I don't think it's something that we raised up, because the questions that I often ask, me taught you that at any one moment, so the baby or the baby. Because you look so, as I explained before, as we as a community to raise a child, we teach that child. And so my question with things to celebrate at successes, you know, success could be you getting out. You find, you know, it could be you drinking a litre of water a day, whatever you do, people, water or 2 litres, but you do, I mean, do it yourself.
Get a small deal.
I'm sure this will resonate well with you. Is that whatever it to impress yourself looks like, celebrate. You're not here to impress me, Mr. Stuart Crawley, doing your lover, his friend's dog. So whatever it is, it's just yourself. Number 7, and be happy with it, and just love yourself for the way you are. Any questions?
I have a comment I could expand on one. In my attractions there about celebrating Factor Talk, and those have been fortunate to sit on my attractions Factor Talk. One of the things I do mention in there, for success and celebrating your goals, is just look back.
And,
back at a hockey team, if you're here in Calgary or in Vancouver, or if you're watching.
Have a go at that.
Soccer, whatever the sport is that you like. And the team score, football, if you're watching the goal, or
get an hour.
Or the point of somehow they all get together and they celebrate that goal. They don't wait to
habit number 7.
Don't wait to celebrate until they
be the source of
fun. To win the Stanley Cup or the Super Bowl. Wait and hold all their at the end celebrations until that one big moment. They celebrate all their little victories, all their they go through the season. If you're in goals as they life as we travel, fails and you can celebrate that success.
Oh, is that,
if you land a bigger deal, you have a bigger success. If you're in Bichiva,
others, I mean, did come
for a major goal, celebrate. It's a minor goal. It doesn't have to be elaborate, but you celebrate yourself. Even if you just stand up like that success, you clap for yourself, or you go and have a nice dinner with your coworkers.
Typical.
Or with your friends, just celebrate that success.
You know, my folks and my clients is.
So I couldn't agree more in that part than having sense.
That was just a lot of gratitude.
Celebrating their magnus.
You know, thank you. If any chronic condition, in fact, I will put an addendum writing overlay on it. The 8 habits to vitality is generally carbohydrate, because, as you rightly said, the great thing about that is that, you know, at any rat moment, find is that seeing on the past or by focusing on the future, you're going to. And we.
As you
it's amazing. I'm there with you to do that. Oh, you've got to get your goals and all the rest of it. You know, when a goal, when somebody has been taught, he scores a goal. Wow, it's. Oh, gee, because we've been together. And no different to. Incredible, just, you know, the high to England. I mean, there is some things that are connected, which I'll mention. Some people, well, who taught you? Finding research, to say, finding it's not, it's rather, and it was done by a general, that's MC, it's interesting, Major General McCarrison, CA, gentleman called RR, skilled surgeon, Major General McCarrison, and in the Second World War, he was a Major General, he was also a surgeon in the British Army, but, and he was to, and what he found, to travel around the globe to healthiest tribes,
just for yourself and you.
Or people in the world, and across or Aboriginal, but he actually discovered in North Pakistan the Hunza tribe, some of their diet. What he noticed, now 65 rates. However, that's just fantastic. What he said to you, that's fantastic, even on the Hunza diet, they lived to ripe old ages, they didn't die. And this guy just say the mother say to the book that every time that the baby ever. And then what he did is he fed the Western British.
Very important.
Slash American. Which, because half the British and American troops were suffering through, you know, the pharmaceutical and the Western diet, I mentioned the salt and flour down. They didn't get on those of the four products and the grains. But after 16 days, he had to separate the rather was for malnutrition. In a way, it's no different to a British soccer match in diet in the stands. Is that not? No way it's easy to take. You've got to put us in cages in England. just in aside, what the fuss was that beat his blah, blah, blah. The thing for me was percentage rats, that's again, but expecting of missions, cancer, coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, mimicked exactly the exact as that of the British and American population of the Hitman game, and they need any more research. Other thing that was the question to people is doing that spoke to mine was Dr. Weston A. Price, www.weston A. And he was pissed. And you can go into www. Actually, it's and this is kind of interesting because he traveled with the Price Foundation over, and again, he came across what would be classed as you know, healthy tribes. And what he found that all those that were eating the food not suffered with chronic conditions, indigenous populations of thousands or whatever of years didn't. And he had their cranial feet, actually took pictures of their teeth, their dentures, and everything. I say some of them were living to find was that until white man's food came to suffer. Without pasteurization, anything like tooth decay or cranial deformations or chronic conditions. However, as soon as white man cranial deformations, food, flour, salt, sugar, and all the rest of it came in, started to disrupt the decade of expression kids. And started to rot their teeth. So, again, what needs many habits for research do we need? I mean, you look in the corner in Canada, and there's like a dentist, and there's a doctor. So, and we call it some habits and routine now is the one that, well, hello, McFly. Regional medicine for traditional medicine, 0.8 million years. I believe that the medicine that we have to move on to, a thank you, type, is just how they found when they fed the place, because it will not sort out what conditions that nutritionally related causes to any of you. I'm on my soapbox again. I'll share that to you, because I believe not traditional, but incorporate that into the book that I'm writing, and I like the moment. The power of now, you'll that one, because it deals with the goals work, practicing the power of now, or the power. If you can read any of Eckhart, be familiar with that. It just gets you in that moment. Have it. You be the erection of insanity. My final lifestyle, the definition. Hey, doing the same thing over and over, a different result. Suffered with chronic. It basically is like Kobe's eighth habit. It encompasses everything. You know, find your voice. Pretty much covers everything. I mean, Kobe's eighth habit was theirs. Well, this is well over 100. There are those seven habits. You just need to change one thing. So, what makes you you? Biologically, yes, you are biologically different. We discussed that earlier. But you're a machine who is getting also an individual foibles and characteristics. So will serve you well throughout your life, like brushing your teeth. Basically, it doesn't contain, don't do it, fluoride or SLS. Showering in something like organic. Here's one of my helps on your skin or shower gels. If you would not eat what you put your face or what it's, do not to strengthen the sense of what it's on. So if you could eat what you have, it's fine. Otherwise, you put on your skin, bite to your skin, because over 60% of what, like sunscreen, and amongst other organs, your liver has a hard enough time already processing your toxins with titanium dioxide and Alzheimer's and all the rest, aluminium. Your deodorant sprays with aluminium, that you did. I mean, oxide in it. I wonder Ronnie Reagan went with it, and, you know, Michael Park related to disruption, aluminium and all the rest of it within the synapses. Due to things like aluminium, orbit mercury. So when you buy a product, organic or it's natural, anything man has money, shown applying stuff to them. You go to the Hunter tribe, and their teeth have regained as well into the 80s. It's about 5 or 6 years. I mean, a lot's changed. Years ago, I think it was from 76.16, like, dropped by a point or something. Well, look at our lifestyle habit. Make sure it will have some challenging 24/7 and everything else. However, if everything our lifestyles have changed, previously did got you to where you are, as I mentioned before, you know, should the food, your dress needs to change. Then surely something masculine doesn't. The problem in my in a personal, professional lives don't know what they need to do. You know, it's just the experience. Isn't the people showering in the morning is you and what you're doing about the things that you know will benefit you do. Prevents you from taking action. Your ego focuses on how you are different to the rest of the world. I'm doing a mastery started with not even a... I got a course coming up here. One of the quotes I got from Eckhart Tolle was, remember the ego needs conflicts and enemies on your body, problems, separateness on which its identity depends. Practicing the... Nothing. Oh, Eckhart, 98. That was real. Hour of Now, page... Only names means it's not a complete form, it's an illusion. It's page 114. Disease of the ego. Ego isn't a... So what do you fear? Not knowing all or all what's coming up or not being his ego. In fact, pretty much anything you've... Most obviously for me to... Bad thing. However, is fear. It's something you need to be kept out of relationship. An individual gotten with a close... And the rest of it. When you're on the playing field, you're not going to keep going to do this, and I'm going to give... I've had that ball there. Sure. But hard ego skills are essential in business setting. Promise, ultimately, believe you are treating. It's all about your balls. So, does your word mean more? Something, as I say, that's coming up for me before the microwave, and it will kill any germ. The best microwave is this. Get a wet dishcloth, stick it in there for 3 minutes on high. Your microwave, do not eat any foods that you apply. It doesn't smell the same, it doesn't look the same, it doesn't taste the nose that you just really start to tap into the masculine. It's not even recognized. Why? Because the electrons bombarding into the food change the structure and they refuse. The micronutrients go bye-bye. And research shows two of what I have properly microwaved for 1 minute loses 98 minutes. Well, they died instead of its micronutrient. So please, get rid of it. Another thing to look at, first habit about thinking of, and I get them to mention, and I can relate this to myself, I want to bring this in, that now that you know what you, now that you have been reminded that which you have for sure within business, eat a product that you know contains sugar, white flour, salt, not exist in any relationship. Your thought pattern going to be like Magnus said, this is that person's ass, like, cancel myself. My brief to the outside world, blood group is O, French mushrooms, halibut, chocolate are not on my typing. None will come from ego, AMT, my metaphor. Decide to try. But if I do it and indulge, it's a treat. So I have a 90-10 rule of treating myself, always going back to my first habit. What position do you have a position come from when you make a statement? Or when you come from... What is your content? And a lot of the stuff that I deal with, the work with Satyen and, you know, Warrior Sage, is looking at gratitude. With a lot of obviously competent and going for enough two checks again, one wins.
And the best year.
Well, pretty much period of time. All the stuff that I've covered here, I believe my challenges are the same, and the body, I mean, what within the feminine, we're all masculine and feminine to varying degrees, is apply one or two leave the food covered in this presentation and see how to drink more water for a reasonable hour for you. Sugars from your diet, get to bed. Go for a start to risk walk. Look at your thought pattern. With that is a gradual progress. So ultimately, what I do about that which was unclean competent, i.e. not go, possessing competent, they know about it, but they haven't decided to act on it, to then to become conscious like me, walking past, taking half that body weight in fluid ounces, and then the ultimate position would to be unconscious or in a thought stent. And that's McDonald's. I wouldn't even, and now they're doing it, they didn't think twice of going in there, or a KFC in it anyway, and there's all, etc. Ambition. But ultimately, clients just remind them, really, the first thing is to be reminded, and hopefully, I've reminded you going into detail. I can go over first things, as I say, that you. So focus on having forgotten, right? You know, be familiar with them and just those things in there. Expect you to live you. I do not apply one or two of them and see how they can relate to the anal life that I do. Eating organic 90% of the time. Again, with that, it's organic, and I cook it, or I go to places where I get good food. Either the hotel's even as good as the Rimrock in bed. I'll eat what's on there, manufactured. End on a. kind of, I'm going to, on a quote here, which is from a gentleman called Beckwith, Michael, PhD. Too many people are letting themselves living in a prison which doesn't contain any and authors that our outer circumstances are not a reflection of our pleasure, I suggest, but to be folks, it really has been, even though I've been running here for an hour and over an hour and a half, I could, but he knows no bounds. I'm full of my, as I say, you're talking about the stools, if you want to talk about that, the SHIT, when I can continue down to a lot about those, you're only as healthy as what comes out. It's say 1 to 3, you know, the stuff of looking in the mirror and loving yourself and all the rest of it. So any questions, please. Oh, I'm open to it. If anyone wants any other information, then ask.
Is there any questions?
Well, I go out and stay.
For Magnus at this time. And I think that Magnus, I no questions, I understand exactly what you're saying. Everybody, I'm very clear what.
Blah, 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 blah. Leave it, it's good for. Perhaps you can. My website.
Try to get across tonight.
There are two websites. If you would like to receive the 8 Habits for Foot Tango, or here's the website, dot M for Mike, T for Tavoy Typing, M to www.energyenergy.net. And then on the bottom left, you can put in your ad, you will receive the EIE dot. My email is Mike over a period of days. So if you just want to.
And that will be.
Then you can go to that. If you require PowerPoint or presentation stuff or the research that I call it, www.m.
We'll be having another.
You go to W now. Conscious Day, we're unconscious on.
When we're
going to have. And then you can access, including the click on presentation. There's another recording that I did. You know, last time when I did emails coming in, much preferred doing this, Jim. I was a radio presentation, moving stuff around, and it was just an absolute mess doing this. And obviously, I've learned a lot from the first. So the big thing I've really enjoyed, but I'll leave as well, is not to judge yourself.
A call for the
judge yourself with what you do. I find is that a lot of us are judge self too. And the other thing was, whatever it looks like, you will all would like any of the stress and blah 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 blah. So, and that leads down to love and gratitude to you all. And any other further questions? If you do want to ask us, MAGNUS at
energy.com.
You know, it really has one more. You can send it via Stuart through and
here in Calgary.
In fact, been, as I say, an extreme honor to deliver this material.
Thank you very much, Magnus. You are, and please check over a true good friend as well, and very you factor of in my inner circle friends. So thank you very much. And that business acquaintance ends our factor website at
www.
Welcome you to check out the www.ing. Again, U Factor, YOUFACTOR.ca. We have a new and updated list of some of our events coming up, and we'll have the next radio. You said radio earlier, Magnus, so I'm not going to be saying it. Another, coming up, the conference call. We're just going to finalize with some details, and it'll be on networking, people networking, tips and tricks, week or the week after. Some tricks to get some exposure.
Another reminder of them.
In the networking communities in the areas that you come from. With Paula Stevenson. Paula's history. The Calgary Chamber.
M-T.
Goes back to the Corporate Group of Allied Associates.
GIE.com.
Where she was the president, runs her own company, where she teaches entrepreneurs how to network. Coming up in the next week. And now she's here too. Just waiting to finalize an exact for taking it out. Everybody, again, thanks to Magnus for an half out of his. So my thank you to the busy schedule to come and talk to us this evening. My thanks all this evening.
See you.
Also, to everybody who's on the email address, if you like .ca for more information. Mike, drop some correspondence to me and let me know how we did. It is Stuart, F-A-R-T, at ufactor.ca. And a topic that UTU to facilitate that. Either in person at one of our week or on a conference we'd like to talk about, call like this, please let me know and we'll be more than happy to you on the next call. Have a great evening and we'll look forward to talking. Once again, thank you to everybody.
Thank you, Magnus and Stuart. It's Anson.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks, Magnus. It's Marilyn.
Thank you. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you later, buddy. Thanks, Magnus.
Well, good night, people. Bye-bye. Okay, thanks.